random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All righty, Huff. What do you got there, buddy? Let's see if you put some work in today or you just mailed it in like always. Let's go, Huffy.
All right, first question. What is the one thing that you love that is considered, quote unquote, geeky?
Considered geeky?
Yes.
That's a good one. Boy, I usually don't have to like dig deep and self-reflect too deep on this. That is considered geeky. I don't know. Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, I wanted you to step it up. I don't know if you want to make it impossible.
Are you geekless? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, not at all. I actually am a little more geeky than you think with certain things. Well, I mean, I wouldn't consider this geeky. Like, I get lost in, because it's specific to sports, but it's geeky from a sports perspective. Like, I get lost in TikTok stuff, baseball drills, and the mechanics of the swing. But that's not geeky. I do love the weather, and I dive very deeply into it. I follow finance every day. That's not geeky. That's just maybe being well-rounded.
That's trying to cash in.
Yeah, true. I know. God, geeky. I am coming up empty here.
All right,
I am not without geekness.
I just started doing this.
Go ahead.
And I'm totally bought in.
Okay.
I've been making puzzles.
Making puzzles, not answering puzzles, making them.
Making them.
That's pretty interesting. That's next level right there. I used to do the New York Times crossword puzzles for a while.
No, like puzzles, like the actual like pieces.
Oh, piecing them together. Oh, yeah. We do that at home. Is that geeky?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, it's great for the young kid's mind. It really opens things up.
Oh, who cares about the kids? It's just for me.
No, I'm saying, but it's good for the kids too.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. I mean, I don't know that I gave. It's probably one of the worst answers I've ever had. I wish I had a little more for you,
Dove. What's the geekiest thing for you?
Well, I wonder about BT. You always say your taste in music is not the coolest. Some of the songs.
Say that.
He does not say that.
I never said that once.
Some of the songs you like, you hate admitting you like them.
Oh! Okay.
All right.
Now, if we're going to substitute geeky for corny, then I could get behind what Dove is saying.
All right, fine. Name me the corny.
I'm still on a little Grease kick. I listened to Grease after Jerry's record, Jerry's
update.
That's
kind of geeky, too, no?
It's kind of corny, really, is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got some songs that would just probably make you change your opinion of me, and I don't care.
Yeah, you told me about it already.
Grease, I told you so.
Grease 2.
Yeah, Grease 2, Cool Rider.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Michelle Pfeiffer, fine, but the fact that you graduated from Grease 1 to Grease 2.
Oh, if there was a Grease 3, I'd be watching it in the theater, I promise you. Same with Star Wars 39 and Rocky 22. What do you got?
All right, next one.
Yes.
Sitting in traffic on a nice day, beautiful day. But so it's in traffic. Are you a roll the windows down and blast the music type of guy?
No, I wouldn't say blast the music. I am a sunroof open no matter what. Like, I'm already at the point now, driving home today, not driving in because it was still like in the 40s. Driving home today, sunroof will be open. And I don't like to have the windows down because then the noise forces me to put the volume up a little bit more. And I'm not cranking it like I'm 19 years old. No. Or even older than that. But no, I mean, I loud enough where I can hear it, but where it's not, I don't know if offensive is the right word, but doesn't necessarily bleed into other cars. But to take in the elements and to have the sunroof open, I'm all about it, man. If I could get over, listen, if I'm in a fire pit in January in my backyard when it's 12 degrees out, you know that I'm open. Yeah, I mean, if it's 51 degrees out or 48 degrees out, I got the sunroof jammed wide open. Love it.
No, I love blasting the music. My wife knows that I'm coming up the block like from like a mile away because
You still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Even around the city when I'm looking for parking, I just jack that music up. Who cares?
All right.
And I sing too, so get ready. Final question. How do you react when you're in a normal conversation and someone uses big words?
I generally understand what they mean. No, honestly, not to sound like a jerk, but I do. I mean, that's one thing that kind of came naturally for me, like the verbal stuff. I've told you, anytime this comes up, like, I would look at math equations and my mind would just, it wouldn't connect. And I don't mean like, what's 8 times 8 or 9 times 7 or 7 times 6? I don't mean that big. just the other stuff, I couldn't get there. There was just there were too many roadblocks. I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. But words have always made sense to me, so I appreciate it. So maybe there's my geekiness. I am I have an affinity for a well-spoken individual. What about you?
I know you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, so hopefully you get the context and you can piece it together at least.
When you talk half the time, I have to check out because I have no idea what you're saying. Yes.
Stop.
It's big words.
You don't think I use a lot of big words on the show, do you?
Are you...
Big words or?
Yes.
Well, I mean, maybe big to you.
No.
Dove, let me ask Dove. Dove, I really value your opinion on this. You're an intelligent man.
I don't think he used really big words. I do think it's not the normal verbiage for a sports talk show host.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Big words.
No. Yeah. Ooh, Jets. Ooh. Austin Wells, bat fourth. Ooh. You know who uses big words too? And I love him. And sometimes I would call him out. He misuses it. I'm not saying I never misuse words. Tiki. He misuses some of those big ones, Tiki. You know, Tiki's brilliant. Tiki's Virginia. Tiki's legitimately a smart human being. Tiki's more of the math and space variety, in my opinion, more so than the verbal. He will drop some words, and it will be wrong.
Have you had to correct him?
No. Well, I wouldn't. I mean, when I was working with him, no, I mean.
I hear Tiki correct Evan and Sean all the time.
Does he?
Yeah, but again, here's the other thing, too. They're not even using big words. They're just using words that they just don't remember how to use.
Those guys are nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got an example for Tiki. I've got an example.
Uh-oh.
No. It's not a knock. So, you know, commensurate. You know what the word commensurate with means? Do you know what it means somewhat?
Commencing, yes.
It's like kind of like equal to or whatever. He's such a dope sometimes. I know he knows. He's just playing the fool. Commensurate. He will say commiserate instead of commensurate.
I'm going to nail him on that when
Watch.
He comes by.
Text him. You produced him. You got his number.
I will text him.
All the other stuff, top notch. Bro, legitimately wanted to be an astronaut. And the bandwidth and the brain power to do it. Leave the verbal stuff to me, Tiki.
Do you think that Tiki will find his way up in outer space eventually? I mean, now that with the Jeff Bezos and
he
Elon
loves
Musk,
it, man.
There's access to rocket ships. So,
he
I mean,
loves it. He really loves it. He wanted to be an astronaut. Like, people think, you know, I think they know this by now because he's been on WFAN long enough. But, like, I remember when I first started with Tiki, he's like, dude, I'm a geek. I'm like, because I didn't really know him. I'm like, what are you kidding me? Dude, you're a stud running back. Yeah, you look like a stud. Yeah, man, we're a geek. He is. He truly is a nerd. He's what? Dove, you know him? He's got great curiosity.
Correct.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think he would sooner go into a 3D virtual simulation of space than go in the actual spaceship.
Well, he's a great family guy, so he's not leaving his family 6 to 9 months. That's what it takes to get to Mars. I mean, can I see him at some point strapping on a spacesuit and going somewhere? I actually could.
Yeah,
I really definitely could.
He's already been in the water once with the great white, so I feel like he's open to.
Well, I don't even know that story. He was in a cage, obviously.
Yeah, I he was in a cage. He did it for like CBS, I think. Like,
gotcha. NBC, you mean? Right?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't remember. He said he did it for something. I don't remember the exact story. One of the TV networks he was working for, they made him go, or asked him, I guess, to go into a cage dive with a shark.
Was that in South Africa? Was that in Australia? Where was it? Was it off the Verrazano Bridge?
It was great white shark, so that was legit.
I know. Would you do that in a cage?
I would do it without a cage.
I'm calling nonsense. BS. No, you wouldn't.
I might die, but
there's no way you would jump into a shark-infested water.
Yes.
No, and not like sand sharks.
No, great white.
I would totally do it.
Totally do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Just give me a pitchfork. We're all good.
Well, by the way, if you're going to do it with great whites, because a bull shark is more aggressive. Like, we think great white is a Jaws. I'm not saying great white can't, like, color outside the lines and eat you. But like a bull shark and a tiger shark are more inclined to attack humans, much more so than great whites.
Yes, but I would definitely do it. I know you don't believe me on this, but I would. I'm dying to do it. Actually,
give it a shot, and if you don't make it, we'll find a new producer.
You got to take Tom in Monmouth. He has a mathematician type of thing for you.
Tommy's in Monmouth. Tommy, what's happening?
How are you, BT?
Hi, Tom.
So. First and foremost, I do appreciate your genius. We'll put it that way.
Definitely not that, but okay.
Real quick, I got to correct something on you. So you're just bringing up that comment about the times tables and all this and that as far as math?
Yeah.
Today's common math, there's no more times tables. The entire country teaches Common Core math.
I know, there's my kids are in it. That's great. That's great. So they can teach whatever.
No math anymore, my friend.
That's all right. They can teach whatever they want. And I know, because I see what my kids come home with. They're in the third and fourth grade. And I still hammer them with, what's 9 times 9? 81. What's 8 sevens? 56. What's 9 sevens? 63. Tom, that's what my dad would do. The way my kid, thanks for the call. Yeah, Common Core, man. What the hell are we doing? This stupid stuff. It really is stupid. Learn how to write. Learn how to read. Learn how to have interpersonal skills. Learn how to do public speaking. You need math for. You got calculators. Math. I absolutely detest math. I hate it. Now, the guy in the room next to me is smart. He went to the only high school better than mine in Manhattan, the Catholic variety, Regis. I'll give him the nod there. Although we used to destroy him in baseball. They were awful. Do you like math?
I do not like math.
That surprises me because I know you did well on your SATs. Mine was so imbalanced. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous, the imbalance there. Did math make sense to you when you were young? Like early?
Yeah. I mean, math was not a struggle for me, but I don't think that I didn't never liked it, and I took no like extra math class along the way. I never took like stats or anything like that.
Gotcha.
Like, at high school or college.
Do you think people are born with a natural proclivity? There's a word for you, Dovi. You like that one? To be, maybe a little bit more in tune with math.
Absolutely.
I think that you're right, and I'd love, like, why though?
I mean, I the only class that I've ever, the only class I dropped in college was econ, because like I just didn't get it. And then like I had friends, and that's what half my friends do is something in stock markets, whatever. And like they see, I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it makes my head hurt.
You would have made a lot more money than we'll make it in sports radio.
Probably true.
Even if you only knew half of it.